Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.3, Performance Metrics and KPIs. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Practical Applications of BI in the Business Intelligence for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore key performance indicators, KPIs, the metrics used to evaluate business performance, and the importance of these metrics in business intelligence, BI. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify essential performance metrics relevant to assessing business success and understand how they contribute to informed decision-making. Main content. Introduction to key performance indicators, KPIs. Key performance indicators, or KPIs, are quantifiable measures that organizations use to evaluate their success in achieving specific objectives. KPIs can be high-level, focusing on the overall performance of the organization, or low-level, measuring processes in departments such as sales, marketing, or customer service. They help businesses assess their progress toward goals and drive strategic decision-making. To effectively utilize KPIs, it's essential to ensure they are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound, SMART. For example, a retail company might set a KPI to increase monthly sales by 15% over the next quarter. This KPI is specific, monthly sales, measurable, by 15%, achievable, based on historical data, relevant, to overall business growth, and time-bound, within the next quarter. Metrics used to evaluate business performance. Metrics are quantitative measures that businesses use to track performance and efficiency against their KPIs. These metrics can vary widely depending on the industry and specific business goals. Here are a few commonly used metrics. Revenue growth rate. This metric indicates the percentage increase in revenue over a specific period. It helps organizations determine their financial growth and overall market performance. Customer acquisition cost. CAC measures the cost associated with acquiring a new customer. It is calculated by dividing the total marketing and sales expenses by the number of new customers gained in a specific time frame. Lowering CAC is vital for improving profitability. Net Promoter Score. NPS measures customer satisfaction and loyalty by asking customers how likely they are to recommend a company to others. It is an essential metric for understanding customer sentiment and can guide improvements in customer experience. Employee Turnover Rate. This metric measures the rate at which employees leave an organization. A high turnover rate can indicate issues with company culture or employee satisfaction, while a low turnover rate suggests a stable workforce. Conversion rate. This metric tracks the percentage of visitors to a website or potential customers who take a desired action, such as making a purchase or signing up for a newsletter. Higher conversion rates indicate effective marketing and sales strategies. By regularly monitoring these metrics, organizations can gain insights into their performance and make data-driven decisions to improve efficiency and profitability. Importance of metrics in BI. Metrics play a crucial role in business intelligence. They provide actionable insights that help organizations optimize operations, improve customer satisfaction, and enhance overall performance. Here are a few key reasons why metrics are important in BI. Data-driven decision-making. Metrics allow businesses to base their decisions on objective data rather than assumptions or gut feelings. This leads to more informed choices and better outcomes. Identifying trends and patterns. By analyzing metrics over time, organizations can identify trends and patterns that may not be immediately apparent. This can reveal opportunities for growth or highlight areas needing improvement. Performance benchmarking. Metrics enable organizations to compare their performance against industry standards or competitors. This benchmarking can help identify strengths, weaknesses, and areas for strategic focus. Accountability and transparency. Establishing clear metrics fosters a culture of accountability within organizations. Team members can understand their contributions to business goals and track their progress. In conclusion, effective use of performance metrics and KPIs empowers organizations to navigate the complexities of the business landscape. By measuring success and understanding performance, companies can adapt and thrive in competitive environments. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the significance of performance metrics and KPIs in business intelligence. We learned how KPIs serve as critical indicators of success and how various metrics can be utilized to evaluate business performance effectively. By understanding and implementing these concepts, you can contribute to data-driven decision-making and help your organization achieve its goals. As we move forward, keep in mind the importance of measuring success through metrics and KPIs, which will serve as a foundation for the next lessons in this course. Reflection questions: how can you apply the SMART criteria to develop a KPI for your business context? Reflect on a metric you currently track in your organization. How does it influence your decision-making process? Consider a time when data-driven decisions positively impacted your business. What metrics were involved, and what was the outcome?